Now back to The Home Stretch with Pat Daugherty. The first take on high school, the region, and the world of sports on Elkhart and Goshen Sports Station, ESPN Radio 102.7.
Welcome back here to ESPN Radio 102.7. I'm Pat Daugherty alongside Todd Burlidge. Glad to be here with you. Thursday, one more day left of the weekend. So you're on your way home. Got to be excited about that, especially if you're an IU or a Purdue fan. Big game tonight down in Bloomington. Talk about the game. We welcome in one of the hosts of Assembly Call. Jared Morris joins us here now on the home stretch. Jared, how you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing great, Pat. It's great to talk with you. It's always exciting when it's IU-Purdue day.
IU-Purdue and everything is always a big deal. Doesn't matter if it's cricket. They have cricket clubs? That'd be funny. That would be funny. But it is basketball, yeah. And it seems to carry a little bit more weight, especially with the mystique of Hoosier hysteria here in the state. Both these two schools having very, very, a lot of pride in their programs. IU, which started off very good this year, has hit quite a few road bumps, including losing two of their top players. Let's start right there with those two guys being out. This game's at home, which maybe gives IU a little bit of advantage because Assembly Hall is such a hard place to get a road victory. But how does IU try to counteract the big guy and Swanigan, some of the big players, with who they have on the court tonight?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, Purdue is really good, and they present a lot of matchup problems for Indiana. And so I think as an Indiana fan, you know, if you're having confidence heading into tonight, it begins with the fact that you're at home and that Tom Crean teams have been pretty good as a home dog under, you know, against a ranked opponent. And so I think the history of that bodes well for Indiana, but the Hoosiers are going to have to bring a good performance tonight. And I think when you look at some of the things that Indiana is going to have to do, you know, turnovers have been an issue for the Hoosiers all season long. And so they're going to have to cut down on the unforced turnovers tonight because Purdue is not a team that really turns people over a lot. They're only turning people over about 16% of the time. And in the three losses that they've had in the Big Ten, their opponents turned it over less than 15% of the time. So the Hoosiers are usually over 20%. They've got to keep that down. And then, you know, look, they've got an offensive rebound and they've got to make threes, because those are two things that Indiana does when they do well. They are strengths of the Hoosiers, but they are also extreme strengths of Purdue defensively. They really defend the three ball well, and they're one of the best teams in the country from a defensive rebounding perspective. So it's really strength against strength there, and I think whichever team's strength wins out is going to go a long way toward determining who the winner is.
Once again, we're talking to Jared Morris from Assembly Call. Follow them on Twitter, at Assembly Call. One of the guys I want to talk about is Josh Newkirk. With the injuries, his role has really kind of picked up a little bit. You mentioned three-pointers coming into the last two games. It had been back since January 7th, the last time he hit a three. The last two games, 4 of 8 against Penn State, 4 of 6 against Wisconsin from downtown, 27 and 22 points, respectfully. When you look at him, how big of a role is he going to play in the game tonight if IU gets the win?
Well, he's really important. I mean, look, you know, James Blackman Jr. missed both of those games, and Josh did about as good of a James Blackman Jr. impression as he could do. And, you know, it seems like it may be more than just, you know, kind of a fluke and some hot shooting. I mean, he apparently has been putting in a lot of work with Indiana shot doctor, assistant coach Tim Buckley, and they've worked on some things to get some more lift on his shot. I think having James back, you know, he is expected to play tonight, so having him back will obviously be a huge benefit. But Josh has really been the guy who has been putting pressure on opposing defenses, pushing the pace, getting into the lane, and him being able to hit threes actually makes his ability to penetrate and drive better. And so I think Indiana really needs that element tonight. And obviously, you know, they're going to have to make threes. And so the more that he can contribute to that, the better. But he's going to need to continue playing at the high level he's been playing at.
Talking to Jared Morris, you can find him on Twitter, at Assembly Call. Jared, I'm going to put you on the spot here. IU 5-6 in conference, 15-9 overall. That looks like a bubble profile if I've ever seen one. How critical is this for the Hoosiers to start winning games and stringing them together if they hope to make that NCAA tournament?
Well, you know, Indiana's really put itself in a tough spot, and I think you hesitate in mid-February to call any game a must-win. but I really have a hard time seeing how Indiana makes the NCAA tournament if they don't get this victory. Number one, because they need another victory on their tournament resume against a good opponent. I mean, they have those games against Kansas and North Carolina, which seem like, you know, a different season, but those are actually this season. You know, so they need another win against a good team. And with all the road games they have stacked up at the end of the season, they've got to take care of their home game. And so they have three of them left. This is the first one. And the math becomes really hard if they drop another home game. So you add it all up, and I think Indiana really puts itself behind the eight ball if they can't come away with this victory.
There's a lot of different issues, I think, in this game. You mentioned turnovers. I think Purdue, one of their issues as well, has and their losses have been turnovers. But you look at the two big guys, Swanigan and Haas, rebounds, you mentioned this a little bit, are so big in this game. How important for IU is it to be physical and smart with where they're rebounding? I think fouls can be a big part of this game as well.
No, there's no question, you know, and how the game is called, you know, is going to make a difference. But Indiana's got to be ready for a 40-minute fight tonight. And one of the issues with this team is coming out and playing 24 minutes or 28 minutes, you know, like the first home game against Wisconsin, where they didn't even show up, and Wisconsin jumps out to a 13, you know, to nothing lead. And we've seen Indiana kind of ebb and flow in games, and this is going to be a 40-minute game. Purdue is tough. They're experienced. They're disciplined. And those are things that Indiana has been at times this year, but not enough. And that'll really get you hurt, you know, on the offensive and defensive glass if you're not ready to play. Now, we've seen Thomas Bryant be a much better rebounder over the last few weeks. I think Juwan Morgan is a big key tonight. He hasn't been healthy. You know, so I think, you know, hopefully we see a little bit healthier Juwan Morgan and he stays out of foul trouble, because I think he's the guy that's going to have to try and provide some resistance to Swanigan. So, you know, I don't know if Indiana is going to out-rebound Purdue, but that needs to at least be a draw, because it's been a strength for Indiana this year, and they have a real hard time finding advantages elsewhere. They can't find one on the glass.
Once again, Jared Morris from Assembly Call. You can listen to their show immediately following IU basketball, assemblycall.com. Follow them on Twitter. Follow them on Facebook as well. Jared, last question before we get you out of here. One of the hot button topics on our show today, Indiana, one of many states, there's only eight in the country that do have shot clocks at the high school level. Indiana does not. What are your thoughts?
And I absolutely would. I mean, I want a shot clock, and I grew up in Indiana. I played high school basketball in Indiana. To me, you know, basketball should be played with a shot clock. I think it prepares you know, high school kids who are going to go on and play at a higher level to play at that level, and makes it a little bit less of an adjustment. And I just think it makes for more possessions and a better paced game. So count me among those in favor of a shot clock.
Love it. Jared, hopefully IU gets the victory tonight. If you're an IU fan, Purdue a tough test. Jared Morris from Assembly Call. Check out their show immediately following the IU game tonight. Jared, thanks for coming on the show. We'll talk to you soon.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Pat.